This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free on this live Sunday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. In the first hour of the show, we did talk about some of what Mark Zuckerberg is demanding that the governments do, specifically regulate the social media world, maybe even all websites in general. We'll tell you more about it because we didn't finish his list of things that he's demanding. So we'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. In fact, that's where we're going back to right now is John in Honolulu, where it is the early afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And, John, you're back on Free Talk Live. I forget where we were going with the conversation.
He had a follow-up question.
Well, yeah. I had asked if there'd been a country that had run under anarchism. I didn't know the answer, and
right.
Rich mentioned he didn't know of one.
Mm-hmm.
And my follow-up question is, does that answer speak to the viability of anarchism?
I think it was a question for Rich. So let's.
Oh yeah, I'm going to say no because we evolve as a species and we move forward as a society. And, you know, the more freedom that society and individuals are allowed, the more we can progress toward a state where freedom is appreciated and demanded and granted. So I think the anarchist society is a natural evolution going forward, even if it hasn't been done in the past.
I'm not an anarchist myself. I am a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. But I also would like to see a society without a organized, coercive institutional apparatus that we currently know as the government, which, of course, are just criminals that are using violence and the threats of violence against people. I think your question, John, is kind of like asking somebody hundreds of years ago the idea of, well, we've never had a society without slavery, so, the idea that we shouldn't be able to have,
But who will pick the cotton?
Right. To me, rejecting the state at this point in our evolution, and I like that term, is similar to rejecting slavery or chattel slavery back in the day. And most people did successfully reject slavery without having to go to war. It was only basically the United States that went to war over that issue.
And the answer is that it may. Like, maybe the answer, that's true, right? So this is what the logical fallacy known as argument from ignorance. It has said, for lack of evidence to the contrary is a fallacy of informal logic. So because, it hasn't existed, does that mean that it can't exist? The answer is, I don't know. And the reality is that we can't try. Right. Like if you attempt
right
to try
now.
Here in the United States, if you attempt, you buy a piece of land in the United States, you say, hey, federal, state and local government, we're checking out. We're going to run our own little show in here. Goodbye. You will find people with guns. Soon we'll be visiting.
Maybe tanks.
Yeah. And, you just act like you've got your own little country and you're doing your own little thing out there. And they'll be there. And they'll be there with violence. Because they are an organization that claims for themselves a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. I don't know if this could work, but we don't know whether it could exist or not because there are people who actively, violently will try to prevent it from occurring.
John?
I have no comment beyond my question and your answers at this point. I'm grateful to have been allowed on the show.
That's our pleasure. Thanks for the call tonight.
Appreciate it. Call back.
Enjoy the weather. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Let me ask you this, young Richie Rich.
Our token anarchist.
Yeah. Why in the world would you leave a place that's so gorgeous as Hawaii? I mean, it's one of the most wonderful places in the world, and here you are. You picked up and moved to the frozen tundra.
By the way, we learned that was your former boss calling
you
from Hawaii. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, John.
And still good friend.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah. To answer your question, Mark, I signed up for the Free State Project in 2007,
which is a libertarian migration.
About the time I signed up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
2007?
No, you guys were here by
You'd have moved here.
Oh. Yeah,
I got my dates wrong. You've been here a year.
I got my dates wrong. Sorry.
Anyway, if you can get past the weather on both sides, mm-hmm. this is the, because everybody asked me that, even, you know, outside of this, if you can get past the weather in Hawaii and you can get past the weather here, it is much easier to make a living and get by here.
Really?
Yeah. And
is cost of living lower? Not much lower?
Cost of living is a lot lower. Mm-hmm. You know, food and goods.
Except for pineapple. That's probably cheap in Hawaii, right?
Actually, no. Yeah, pineapple I think they take to the mainland. Maybe fresh pineapple.
And then ship it back.
Yeah, this is the thing. Back. So avocados are a big thing, right? Like my childhood home had a mango tree in the front yard and avocado tree in the backyard. So we have
good living.
It is good living. Childhood home, though.
Yeah.
Right? But you go to the supermarket and there's locally grown avocados. More expensive than the imports from California.
Wow.
And yet there's the buy local, like, mentality everywhere.
Oh,
and like,
man.
You guys are too expensive. You're too expensive.
Yeah.
We have a dairy farm, and milk is ridiculous. You know, we got here to New Hampshire. We walked into Walmart to stock our fridge, and milk was $1.50 a gallon.
Compared to?
$10.
No, really?
My mom pays about $10 for a gallon of milk. So as soon as we walked in, I told my wife, I was like, take a picture, because we're sending this home.
Yeah.
And my mom was blown away. And then I go, now look at the bottom. There's no sales tax.
Right.
So it's like $1.50 was $1.50.
You guys got sales tax on food in Hawaii?
It's
at the grocery store?
It's technically a GE tax, so it covers everything. It's 4.5 some odd percent across the board.
Wow. Jeez.
Right.
I mean, even in Florida, they didn't have tax on grocery food.
And there's an income tax. So
in Hawaii?
In Hawaii. So
what percentage? Do you know? Is it a sliding scale or
is it flat?
Because I know in Illinois it's flat. They got a flat tax, which they like raised 66% a few years ago.
Honestly, 2007 was the last time I filed, so I shred that stuff. So, but it's there. It exists.
Yeah. Wow.
And Hawaii, you can't claim exempt on it. So I said like 10 dependents, and so I kept most of my paycheck there. But my wages are lower here for pretty much the same job that I was doing back there, but it goes further.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, islands tend to be a bit more to live on, but
that's true.
And I have jackets, so
what's that?
I own jackets.
Oh, I see.
So I don't mind the cold here.
Yeah, the cold doesn't bother me either. It's just that I've been to Hawaii.
It bugs your wife, though.
It's wonderful. Yeah, my wife just leaves for the season, though. She, Florida's fine. She can go down there and stay with my mother.
You should definitely go vacation in Hawaii. It's wonderful weather.
Nice place to visit.
But if you're trying to make a living there, mm-hmm. if you don't show up with money, you're not going to make much, starting from scratch. In my experience.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. So you made the move to
New Hampshire.
It's
not like you can hop island to island easily or cheaply. It's expensive just to...
That too, right? So they had a super ferry that made it a little bit more convenient where you could like drive your car onto a boat.
Yeah.
And the boat would like go across
the
island.
Didn't the government shoot down the super ferry?
A lot of protesters protested it and the company like went belly up and took off.
What's the objection to the super ferry? Too much gas?
In the waters, you know.
The fact that it's there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
so,
it exists.
We don't want any business between these islands.
No. So I mean, you could catch a plane, you know, and it's not inconvenient to catch a flight.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, $80, $100, you know.
From one island to the next.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're not going
very quickly. That's not a daily activity. You can't afford that.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, you might go once a year for a family reunion or something, but that would be about it.
Wow.
It's not like you're just hopping from island to island.
There are commuters, though. My auntie did commute from one island to the other, but it was like, you know, the business paid for it. So
right. Was she working for a bank or something?
I don't remember.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, you're welcome to share your thoughts, whether it's on the liberty migration, which includes people who describe themselves as anarchists or libertarians or voluntarists, people who care about freedom are converging on one place. You mentioned the Free State Project. That's one of the projects. There's also the Shire Society, which is a more decentralized option that doesn't have a board of directors and nobody in charge, no membership list involved there. So go to move.shiresociety.com if you want to learn more about that and some reasons why you ought to move here. There's 101 great reasons why Liberty lives in New Hampshire. A nice little documentary film was produced about that back in 2014, and it's still relevant, I think, to this day. Wasn't that an influence on you?
I did watch the video. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
before you moved?
Before I moved, okay. Yes, I don't. I think I watched it after I signed the statement of it.
I see.
It was at a time where I looked at a lot of different things.
101reasonsfilm.com. You can go and watch it there. It's free online. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. We continue with what Mark Zuckerberg is demanding that governments around the world do. He wants more laws, more regulations, more GDPRs. We'll tell you about
that. Competition.
Coming up here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. live, you bring up anything that you want. We're here on the live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We will continue and take your calls and thoughts about anything. And more on the way of Mark Zuckerberg calling out to world governments, regulate me! Please! And all the other guys, too. Make sure you regulate them just as hard.
That's the gotcha.
Yeah, so we'll get into more of what his demands are. It's Ian Ritchie and Mark on in our Keene studios. We go back to your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. It is a tool for your community. If you are a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use Liberty.menu. So whether you are a business person or an events coordinator or a digital content creator, there are categories for the things that you do there at Liberty.menu. You can also rate and review, and there's even a social networking aspect to allow you to connect and share with others. So get on over to liberty.menu. It's free, so whatever it is that you're doing, you want other liberty-minded folks to know about it, put it up there over at liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Dodger is on the line in Michigan, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Dodger.
Sorry the Discord thing didn't work out, but
that's all right.
Yeah, you touched a little bit on suicide and where I don't necessarily have a lot of experience there. I do know what my father has, which is something called a DNR.
Do not resuscitate.
Yes, and it's something, maybe the Christian anarchist could probably articulate this a little better than I can. I had a hard time, or I struggled with this when my father asked me to become his power of attorney, because his condition for me being his power of attorney is that I would honor his DNR.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And
but that's not the same thing as preventing a suicide, right? Like a DNR is, if I have a heart attack and I am dead, do not put the paddles on me, right? Like do not put any effort into bringing me back to life, as I understand it. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's...
It's a similar moral conundrum, though. Like, what do you do from his perspective? Because it's someone you love dying, and you have the opportunity to stop that.
Can't, at this point, we still don't know every scenario that might happen medically. So mm-hmm. to some extent, there's this wiggle room amongst DNRs. And many people have had their DNRs not respected by people, including power of attorney and that kind of thing. Because, the medical field, they want to save people. And it's their job to save people. So when you say, no, don't save me, they get a little confused. They don't really know what to do, and they get upset. So...
What happened with me is, based on my faith, is I had to think about it. I had, because I couldn't give him an answer right away, but then I just came to this realization at some point that if the God that I believe in really wants the person to live, once the plug is pulled, they'll live.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Sure.
And so that was I heard you guys talking a little bit about, suicide, and I know it's not the same thing,
there's some people who would say the same thing about suicide. So, for instance, many of our listeners may remember TJ the Spy. I don't think I'm out of line telling this. I'm pretty sure he's told it on the air, he attempted suicide. He took way too many pills on purpose with the intention of killing himself, and he survived it. Like, a seriously deadly kind of dose. I don't remember what the pill was that he took, but he should have died. However, it seems that something else had plans for TJ, and, God or the universe or some little piece of him inside or whatever, said, nope, you're not going out this way. And nobody got there in time, basically. He was he should have been dead. And you know, well, they did end up getting to his body, but he came back from it. It's amazing.
Well, I was going to say, having heard TJ the Spy on the radio, the world's definitely better off with him in the world.
I'm glad that he didn't end up dead, because he was great on the air, and hopefully we'll see him back someday.
Well, and I, you know, it's as much as I feel like my, you know, dad is better off, on this earth, in the same sense, it's not for me to decide
what another
person's wishes are. If another
circumstances of a person who you care about who has lost their mind, you can say it's not for you to decide, but in that circumstance, the person you love is not acting like the person that you know. They are acting as a crazy person. They have lost their mind. And in those cases, I don't think it's inherently wrong for somebody who cares to step in and try to help that person, even if it does seem to be against their crazy will in that particular moment. Now, as Richie pointed out, in his ideal society, the person who tries to help the suicidal crazy friend or family member would then be held liable, but the question is, to what extent?
And liable is a strong word. I said responsible. Like, okay. You have to take responsibility for your actions, and if you choose to save them, you think you're doing it in their best interest, you're hoping that they agree with you when they come to their right state of mind.
Right.
I actually, you know, after thinking about it and praying about it and all of that, you know, I would definitely have to agree.
Dodger, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go.
I wonder about what the right state of mind is in some cases. Like, some people are crazy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had to deal with a crazy person in the line of my business, and I suspect that crazy person, if you ask them today how they feel about how I acted, that they think that I'm a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somebody, you know, that crazy person's in a relationship, and probably the person that she's in a relationship with doesn't think that I did the right thing either.
Well, and I would say the entire scenario is based off a close relationship with another individual. And I think in a close relationship with another individual, you've had the time to generate a baseline of what they're like normally, and then how off they are from that baseline and what to expect.
We continue here. Bad Slave is on the line with us on our Discord server. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you. Just want to say real quickly, you know, if you save somebody's life that tried to commit suicide and they really didn't want you to, you know, it's a simple thing to do it more effectively.
Right, they should just go and finish the job rather than go to court and try to
shoot you.
Get 50 bucks out of you.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, no.
So committed all the way to the end.
Getting back to anarchy.
Hold that thought, Bad Slave. We'll continue with anarchy here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we continue the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. And more on the way about Facebook demanding regulations. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S.-Mexico border, and the president has ordered the State Department to stop foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. More migrants are now being released by the Border Patrol.
Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez.
So far, we have been able to handle anything that's come our way, and I think we can, so long as we have, you know, adequate notice to know what's coming. Right now, they're bringing them here. We're feeding them, sheltering them, clothing them, whatever they need at the time.
On CNN's State of the Union, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said U.S. lawmakers share the blame for the overload.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it, so we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in here toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, we'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
ForkFest 2019 is coming up this summer, actually just before the summer, technically like the week before summer officially starts. It'll be June 13th through the 18th.
You do not want to go.
Don't go in February.
Yeah.
They're going to be closed.
Yeah.
But Rogers Campground is the location. It is a beautiful spot to be, right there, nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Again, June 13th through the 18th. It is already time for you to, you know, get over and lock down your campsite or your RV site at Rogers. Or there's also a motel. You can do that, too. So ForkFest.party. Go there. You can connect to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram, also the ForkFest forum. And ForkFest is a libertarian camping event, but there's no organizers. There's no central committee, I guess is what I mean. There are organizers. Each individual can organize whatever it is that they want to do on their own campsite. So if you want to have a speaker series, you want to have a poker game, musical event, whatever it is, put on a play, I don't know, whatever it is people want to do, you can do that at ForkFest. ForkFest.party. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Bad Slave, you're back on Free Talk Live on our Discord lines. You wanted to talk about anarchy, so go ahead.
Right. It was Rich that started out. Hi, Rich, by the way.
Hello.
Good to see you. Thank you for that ride you gave me a while back. Anyway, I have to disagree with Ian because he keeps, like, spouting off every time he hears anarchy. Well, I don't believe in anarchy. Well, no, you don't disbelieve in anarchy. You disbelieve in the false definition of anarchy because, you know.
What's the true definition of it?
But the true definition is no rulers. And in order to.
Okay, but I rule myself.
Yeah.
No. Exactly. No.
So that would make me an autoarchist.
Right. That's an autoarchist.
Well, yeah.
Anarchy's a terrible word. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, give me the opportunity to tear into this thing, and I absolutely work.
When we talk about rulers, we talk about coercion. It's all mm-hmm. one ball of wax.
Well, whether you're a libertarian, if you want to create a word that means no rulers, anarchy is that word. If you want to create a word that means self-rule, autoarchy would be the proper way to put that terminology together to create its own term. Now, why in the world a bunch of libertarians just are desperate to take this word that in fact means a communist historically and internalize
it
for themselves? I don't know why. I mean, like, it's the most boring show on the internet.
It's to watch the logo.
Libertarians,
cool.
Or the logo is
the
cool.
Logo's cool.
To watch
it
libertarians
cool.
argue with socialists about who's the real anarchist. I mean, it is crap.
But is the logo that much cool? I would say the logo is no cooler than the circle V from, like, V for Vendetta.
That's
if you want to use that
cool
for voluntarism, it's basically just
you know,
as cool.
I think all those words, you know, work in their own way. And it just seems, you know, kind of silly to bring it up. But
you
what I
called
say,
in.
Interchangeably.
Wait a minute. You called in.
Yeah. Well, I did.
You
course.
Just brought it up.
I did, but
okay.
I, but
well,
what
then
I wanted
then you're
to bring
silly
up, actually,
for bringing it up.
The most important issue is that in America today, that we actually get to choose our actions quite widely. In other words, on a base by base,
case by case basis.
Case by case basis, the actions of people are truly without rulers, are voluntary. They, you know, we get to choose so many things. I mean, you know, like Friedman, you know. And
well, I don't agree with you on that point, Bad Slave, because while many actions and most actions people take are voluntary, meaning, you know, whether it's going to the store or, you know, taking care of business or whatever it is, to take care of their kids or whatever it is they're doing, they're doing it voluntarily in most cases. They still, many of them, believe in the idea of rulers. They just want the ruler to let them do their family the way they want to do their family. But they still think they need to have a ruler. Otherwise, we'd have people rejecting the idea of the state far and wide. And they don't reject the idea of the state. People love the state. They love the ability to have their own freedom, for sure. But
they love the ability to go after other people's freedom. That's
exactly
what they really want.
Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I tend to agree with you on this one, Mark, and that is I don't have any love for the term anarchy. It doesn't really float my boat at all. I like to define, even if it did mean what I believe, and I don't think it does, because I'm in favor of voluntary interaction between humans. I like to say what I'm in favor of rather than what it is that I'm against. And so even though I'm not in favor of people
right.
being ruled without their consent, that doesn't do enough to really describe what I believe in. And I believe in a voluntary society. Hence, I'm a voluntarist.
Right. And what I said off the air, and I'll say it again here, is there's a lot of those terms that I will use interchangeably
mm-hmm.
because to me, they all have the common basis. So in a room full of libertarians, I am definitely the anarchist. Right, but I had, you know, I will accept the term.
The distinction
as
in
well.
That and under that circumstances, and by the way, I don't spend a lot of time arguing with people about this term because I think it's pointless. But
sure.
You know, I won't use it. No one will call me an anarchist because you can't tell me what I am. However,
well, you can tell me, but you're wrong.
Right? You can, yeah.
So,
I suppose
thanks for
could.
The opinion.
But
everyone's
you know,
got them.
The I mean, in your case, you've got a podcast that's called The Anarchist Experience.
Sure.
You're stuck, right? You own that term
but,
at this
yeah,
point.
But I own it and I accept it and I use it as it is intended to be used. So I pulled up a quote from Jeff Berwick that tends to like sum it up as well as I can in this short time span. All the word anarchy means is no rulers. So if you say you are not an anarchist, it means you want a ruler. If you want a ruler, you are a slave. I'm surprised how many people are comfortable publicly identifying themselves as a slave.
Am I a slave to myself if I'm in favor of self-rule?
Well, what does self-rule even mean? Like, it's to me, that's a non-term, right? Self-rule, self-ownership, it's just another way to describe of not having anyone ruling above you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure. So if there's no
but
one...
if I am my own ruler, that means I do still have a ruler. It's me.
Yeah, but it's a weird thing. It's
weird
again,
to you.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I don't use the term autocar.
I don't use the term autoarchist either, because, again, it's not a term.
Well, if you want to use the term anarchist, don't act like you're doing it to disambiguate the situation, because it's rare that it does.
It's making things less clear.
Right. It makes things
depends
less
on
clear.
The audience, which is why I say...
If you go on the radio and you say, I'm an anarchist, people believe you throw Molotov cocktails with a bandana across your face in European countries whenever something goes wrong. That's what they think of you as.
Okay.
That's what an anarchist is,
to them.
According to the news.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you look at, you got to get in people's worlds. So if you want to, if words are intended to communicate things, anarchist, to my mind, is a poor communication tool on especially a general interest radio program to describe what you are. If you want to use it, that's on you, but I won't be using it up for me.
Let's go to Drew. He's in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, how's it going? So I just want to start out and say I've been listening to your show probably a couple times a week, and I like it. I don't generally agree with everything.
That's okay.
The libertarian views, but I do vote libertarian sometimes because I feel like I'd like to see four or five parties, and the only way to get to four or five parties and end this monopoly that the Republicans and Democrats has is to get a third party, libertarians being the most viable third party.
See, and I would like to see no parties.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You're going
too.
the wrong direction.
Right. Sure. But the more parties you have, the more it dissolves into, you know what I'm saying? Like, like to see 100 parties. Right, so that's the other way to do the math. But I'm a registered nurse. I have 22 years of experience. I just want to talk about the DNR status, the DNR.
Let's talk about it. Hang on, Drew. We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up what you want here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop in any one of those. We'll get you on the air with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and join us on the live Sunday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Plus, we still have the remainder of Mark Zuckerberg's demands. He wants more government involvement in his business and everybody else's. We'll tell you about that coming up here. But first, we go back to Drew in Virginia. You were calling about the do not resuscitate orders, and you said you've got experience in the, was it the medical field?
He's a nurse.
Yeah, I'm a registered nurse.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, the DNR status, you can start that yourself, unless, of course, you've handed over your POA to your power of attorney over to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which is what the last caller was trying to do with his father.
Right. And so the DNR status, it cannot be overturned unless it's the person who has the power of attorney, yourself or someone else. I'm sure it's been attempted before, but I just wanted to say real quick that people should educate themselves about what happens during a code, what can be done during a code. I just
what's a code?
Really quick, like a code blue, like when you do CPR, mm-hmm. like if somebody's unresponsive, doesn't have a pulse, doesn't have any respirations, it's generally called a code blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, like in the movies, when everybody gets
their face turns blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's probably where it came from. But in my personal experience,
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah. And from my personal experience, over 90% of the people who are, you know, over 90% of code blues don't survive. And the ones that do are not in the greatest of situations. But if you're
like brain damage,
they all survive on TV. They just take those little zapper things, the paddle.
Yeah.
Chapow, yeah. And they're back.
Right, right.
It's awesome.
And nobody, and like they never, like I've only once in 22 years has a patient regained some form of consciousness. I mean, he didn't like get up and talk and start.
That's a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
I thought I had better
really
odds.
Well, before you go on, I want to talk about the DNR. So the do not resuscitate.
Yeah,
I should use that term. Do not resuscitate order. Now, if I fill one of these out and it's sitting in my lawyer's office, and my wife, I have some kind of medical issue at home, and my wife tells the ambulance driver or whatever, yes, she wants, do everything you can to get back my loving husband. What's really going to happen? Honestly, they're not going to know about the DNR, let alone...
Yeah, doesn't it have to be, like, put on your driver's license or something like that, and that's supposed to clue them in?
Or a medical bracelet of some kind.
So very, very good scenario. So, number one, you're absolutely correct. The DNR has to be, the paperwork for the DNR has to be well known. Now, in a facility, in a nursing home or in a hospital, that should be on what's known as your face sheet. It's the first sheet of paper in a paper chart.
Okay.
Right. Some places have like clipboards, but mainly, on the clipboard, right? Depends on the paper form of the chart.
Okay.
That has to be in there. Otherwise, we consider everybody to be what's called full code, which means we will do anything and everything that needs to be done. A verbal no code or a DNR is also no code. A verbal full code or no code DNR status is not applicable. However, an ambulance driver and or an EMS, first responders will always assume that someone is a full code.
Unless they find some evidence otherwise.
Well, actually, it depends on the locality. It depends on I'm not entirely sure. I don't do EMS, but from my EMS friends do tell me that basically everyone's full code unless they're not, unless someone's being like, especially if you have like a nursing home patient who's being transported to a hospital and that person has a pre-existing chart that says DNR on it. But that all depends, for the most part, from what I understand, and I'm not EMS, I'm a registered nurse. So for the most part, in that first responder scenario, everyone's full code. Everyone's full code.
You would figure that'd be the default. And then if for some reason they are given legitimate information that this person is a DNR, then presumably they would go ahead and honor that.
I've never heard of a situation where someone me personally, in my limited experience in life, I've never heard of a first responder not do something because someone was DNR.
How many patients have you come across that are DNR patients? Of like what percentage patients have that?
So when you're in long, I'm going to turn around right now. On lunch break, I'm going to work. So I would say like in long term care, like your nursing home, probably close to 50%. In a skilled rehab facility, there's probably 20-30%. I'm sure there's a nurse right now listening, thinking, just personal experience. In a hospital, it tends to be less, like 10%.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So the longer the more you're in chronic conditions, more you're in long term care,
they're more likely
to
acquire a DNR.
So let's tie this back to the original scenario of helping someone who may not have wanted to be helped. In the case of the DNR, like I'm the patient, I have the DNR, you don't know about it or you ignore it and you resuscitate me. What is the consequence to you as the person who violated the DNR, and what is my recourse as the patient?
So I have not known anyone to violate a DNR, a DNR status. I mean, if you're in a medical facility, a hospital, a clinic, or whatever, and you're already a pre-existing patient and have a chart, we know who's DNR because there's a big fluorescent sticker that says DNR on your paperwork.
Yeah, they don't want to get that wrong.
Yeah. It's like it's the most prominent sticker there is. And it's on other forms, too. So in general, like I would never want to violate anyone's DNR status. I don't know anybody else who would want to either.
Okay.
Thank God that scenario has not come up in my personal experience.
It's a good question. There are answers to that, obviously, on the Internet about what happens in the case if somebody has a DNR and it is violated, but I haven't really found the answer yet. Hey, Drew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the expertise. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to bring a problem unique to Albuquerque. The apartment renters here, they love to play music really loud.
You think that's unique to Albuquerque?
Didn't you live in New York City?
Well, I mean, do you have that problem? New Hampshire? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
They got boom boxes in their cars.
Do you think you're the only? You think Albuquerque's the only place in the world where people are a holes and don't respect their neighbors?
Look, I don't always listen to rock music, but when I do, so do my neighbors.
It's Guns N' Roses. It's supposed to be played loud.
What other cities do this? California, Phoenix, Arizona?
City where people live nearby one another.
Yes. Everybody believes that somehow their music is more interesting than everybody else's.
Yeah, and feel like they have no neighbors. That's another thing. You know what I mean? They feel like that's because, I don't know. And then, you know what's funny?
Oh, no, they know they have neighbors. They just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it like a low income?
I'm taking it this is happening to you where you're living, right, Sarah? You've got some neighbors who are cranking up the tunes a little too loud.
What if they were playing classical music?
I think they're doing it on purpose because they hate me. You know?
Really? Now, what evidence do you have that they hate you?
Yeah, normally I would think this was paranoia, but I may agree. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking because I attack the smokers and I see them smoking and coughing,
You attack them?
Physically violating the NAP?
I beat them up on this show, like the smokers. I beat them up.
Oh, they're probably not listening though.
Are they playing Free Talk Live loud?
I have no idea. But
that would be quite a prank.
They stay, and everybody else gets runned out. I have 15 different neighbors. They move in 3 months, they move out, and they've been here doing this for the last year and a half.
So, are they right next door, meaning you're an apartment complex and they are next to you directly?
Have you addressed this with the landlords?
Maybe 20, 30 feet, maybe 40 feet. But then it's enough
is there like an apartment between you and them? Are you in an apartment building where there's walls between apartments? Or are you in like a cottage, like buildings that are separated from one another?
So the walls are next to each other, but there's a little tree area between me and them.
So they're across the way from you?
Right. But the sound, they woke me up like 5 times at night.
That's frustrating. Can't you find a Section 8 house that's not, right next door to one, another one?
Earplugs.
Thanks for the call tonight.
They have sound dampening earplugs at Walmart.
True.
That's like I recommend.
Or get your own house away from people, right? If you can't live next to people, because that comes with living next to people, is they're loud and rude sometimes.
Sound dampeners in the walls.
More for on the walls.
Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a 7-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.